All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And Richard, I know you've driven a vehicle here recently because I was able to drive it as well. And this is one of those ones where I wanted to be able to chime in because I know you you even have it as we speak, but I wanted to get this one in as we could because we've got time to do it today. And that is the Volkswagen. This is the all-wheel drive version of their ID, their electric vehicle, their EV SUV. And I wanted to get your opinion on it because this is an all-wheel drive version. We've had the front-wheel drive version in the past. What do you think of this one as far as the all-wheel drive goes? I'll give you my opinion in a moment.
Yeah, so I'm pleasantly surprised. I think it's a pretty fun little vehicle to drive. It's different, right? Getting used to pulling out and into traffic and such. You've got the instantaneous torque and the power. You can definitely tell a difference, Dad, between the front-wheel. I think it's the front-wheel drive. The two-wheel drive version versus the all-wheel drive version, definitely. And one thing I've been able to try out this time around, and you and I have got a little bit different experiences, because you've got a charge port at your house. It's an actual 220, 240 system that charges a little bit faster. I don't have that yet. I've just got your typical 110 outlet. But one thing I noticed is if you drive this car, 15, 20 miles a day, right? Nothing too crazy, just kind of your everyday commute. And you get home and plug it in, and you plug it in for the, potentially 12 hours or so that you're at home at night, it's charged up by the next morning.
Okay.
So I, previously with this car, you and I had an experience where I actually had to go to different, I had actually trying to find a fast charging station, which was fun, a little bit of a different experience that way. But it's nice to know that you don't have to have a built-in charger to do this car. Now, I will say this. If you got the car down to 20%, Dad, it's going to take you a long time to charge it over an 110-volt power supply, just your normal household outlet, to get it up to the 80%, which they recommend.
Agreed.
But if you're just doing your daily commute, you plug it in, get it up to that 80% charge on a daily basis, I don't think it would be a problem. But outside of that, you got some more time in this car than you did the last time. What did you think?
Everything about the car and everything you said, I agree. I think as far as the functionality and all of that, I think it works really well. My problem with this car, and Volkswagen, if you're listening, I know I'm not the only guy to say this, I hate the infotainment / heater / all of the controls. Their stupid screen system is the most dysfunctional thing I've ever used in my entire life, and I mean that sincerely.
It definitely takes a little bit getting used to, I will say that.
And here's the thing that I don't like about it. I agree with you, and I think the more you use it, probably the more familiarity you have with it. But if you put somebody in it that's never driven it before, and they don't know all of the inner workings of it, it is a huge distraction while you're driving trying to even figure out how to change the heater controls.
Yeah, you definitely, I will say this, and you and I talk about it, plenty of
I hate the
times.
No knobs, by the way. I just hate it. I despise that.
And I was going to say, the problem is you and I have got to, let's just say differently. You definitely like the knobs. I actually like the knobs, too. This is one of the few cars where you can't just jump in and go.
Nope, you cannot.
You have to take some time to get used to it. And I know you're knocking it as a bad thing. I'm not going to say it's necessarily a bad thing, because once you get used to it, which, by the way, Dad, more and more cars are taking the, Tesla style.
Yes, I know.
And it's not just Volkswagen, and it's not just Tesla. A lot of other cars, manufacturers, I know Ford's doing it with the new F-150, and especially on these EV cars. For whatever reason, Dad, these EV cars, they just don't like knobs. Like you said, for whatever reason, I don't know why. But it's definitely more of a learning, because basically, folks, it's like a tablet in your car.
That's right. It's exactly the way to say it. Yeah. And everything has a menu. You've got to get to the right menu to control that particular function. And again, it's fine after you've learned how to use it and all that. It might be better. But when you're just first hopping in and trying to figure out, even just how to adjust the temperature or change the, really quick too, another thing I hate about this car is even the functionality of how they work the radio, it's very difficult to even go to the station you want without going through their myriad of menus to get there in the first place. Just give me a stinking dial I can turn to the station. That's all I want.
Well, and that's and like you say, a lot of other car companies, and I'll be honest, Honda's kind of famous for this too, especially on some of their not newest models, but a few years ago, they did it because they want you to speak to it, right? That
right.
they view it as safer. And so that's partly where this, you know, that they get you into a little bit of trouble in this regard. But outside of that, it once you do figure out the system, Dad, it is pretty cool that you can control where your heat goes, you know, where everything comes from. You can control the ambient lighting and such, you know, throughout the car. You can change the color. You can create custom stuff. You can see different cars. You can actually see, you know, what the safe following distance is in the little. It's not even a heads-up display. It's just kind of what they would define as your gear cluster, right, Dad, kind of in front of you in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are some cool things, and I think that they will only get better. But let's be honest, Dad, this is kind of the future, right? These cars aren't going away anytime soon.
No, you're right. And again, everything you said, and I know that, you know, again, I don't think this is all generationally speaking, by the way. I think there's young people and old people that like knobs. I think there's young and old that don't care. I think that some are probably halfway in between. And I do think that's something that manufacturers need to pay for, though, because I don't think it's all just old versus young. Some folks like knobs, period.
They do, and I think that needs to be if I were these companies, I would take that into adjustment, and I know a lot of electric car people are going to, you know, yell at us and say, well, you guys need to get with the times. And again, folks, if you want people to adapt
right.
to
gotta
your,
make it easy for them.
To your car,
that's right.
then you've got to make it easy. You can't make it this great barrier, you know, because
right.
some people, Dad, that will completely eliminate them from buying that car.
I know. I'm with you. So anyways, if that's something you're interested in, it is a all electric vehicle. It's got decent range, very similar to my Chevy Bolt. I mean, you can get in the summertime around 275 to 300-ish in range. In the wintertime, that's going to drop to around 200, more than adequate to drive to and from work and around town and all of that. You know, is this going to be a coast-to-coast vehicle? You already know my opinions on that, folks. I talk about that plenty, but if this is something you're interested in, go check it out at your Volkswagen dealer. By the way, I've had a few people actually want to go buy this vehicle, so I have recommended they go do that, drive it, see if they like it, but you can do that at your local Volkswagen dealer. Make sure you tell them that John and Richard Rush from both Rush to Reason and Drive Radio sent you.